All right, so
How are you
what
doing?
are your thoughts on? Okay, I'm doing fine.
Okay, so where are you from? Let's get introduced first.
What?
Where are you from?
I'm from California.
Oh, okay, nice to meet you. Okay, so go on, what you wanted to say?
No, I was saying, what were your thoughts on online dating?
I think it's nowadays technology is ruling the world, so it's nothing new. It's kind of new, but technology is changing the way we behave in our daily life. So it's part of our daily life, I guess. Even we do it for the next door person. We nowadays the personal interaction has almost ended. Everyone is now on over the phone or internet, and then we are doing it virtually. So it's the demand supply.
As you're saying,
How do you think about it?
I think it's dangerous because you don't actually know who the person is. They can send you fake pictures, they can lie about their identity. It's just really crazy.
Yes, but there are lots of people in the world are doing this, and I think it's yes, I totally agree with you. There's a risk involved in it, but there's yeah. But if you be careful and do it properly, you can find someone.
Yeah, and it's just like the young children, like girls, they can get kidnapped off these online dating apps like Tinder, and yeah, they can get kidnapped. Like, it's
Yes,
very frightening, it's very scary.
there is always some risk involved that children could be kidnapped, and something, lots of bad things could happen under technology. Technology have a blessing as well as curse. It comes with both benefit and demerits as well. So we need to choose how we would play it.
I'm talking to people around the world about their thoughts on online dating, and my thoughts are that it's unsafe. It's not safe at all.
Yes, I totally agree with you. But yeah, and we should avoid using technology in every place which we can afford, right? So if you want to interact with people, go in person, talk with them, and see how you go from there on. So it's really great to it's I think it's better to avoid technology in terms of this.
Yeah, and that's why I really like avoiding those apps and trying to find people. Like real people instead of talking to them online, because I'm really afraid of that, to be honest. I'm really afraid of those apps.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, but everybody is not the same. There is some bad people over there who is trying will try to take advantage of this technology and will try to harm or hurt people in terms of their benefit.
Yeah.
But
So it was so nice.
yeah.
Huh?
So nice for what?
It's so nice talking to you and about your thoughts, and I will try to do a future podcast with you.
Yes. So, do you have any other ideas?
Well, I have advice. Like,
okay, so
try not to get. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go on.
My advice is just to be alert. I mean, I'm not saying you can't use the apps. It's on your benefit, but just try to be alert and know who you're talking to. And yeah.
Yes, but in nowadays it's really easy to pretend to be someone else, and that's the dental part of the age, because in technology, we people are becoming robot. I think they are not interacting with friends and people in person. Even we share people, we share friends and family over messaging platform like Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp. We don't visit in person, which is really alarming, especially for young people like our children, and the next generation will be virtually like a robot. They will have no emotion in themselves. Like, it's really great to be present in someone's birthday party rather than wishing online.
Yeah,
I think personal interaction is far more better than virtual interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, yeah.
So,
it was nice talking to you. You want to wrap it up here?
Sure. Make sure if you mark it as my favorite quote, so we can talk about it later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you too. So, bye.
Bye.